Shalom to all! Today we're learning Mizrachas Midos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned Mizrachas Asabas Rachel, Shishib Zechar Fan, Yosef Yehagon, Bik Aruv Mamesh. And we're discussing the layout of the Azara, HaKior, Hayobeinu Ulam Lamizbech, the Kior, which was a large kli that had water in it with faucets and spouts that the Kohanim used to wash their hands and feet. That was in between the Ulam and the Mizbech. Remember, the Mizbech is placed just about halfway in between the entrance of the Azara and the entrance of the Ulam, so the Kior was in between the Ulam and the Mizbech, Umashal Klabi Darim, but it was pulled, shifted a little bit towards the south. Now, Beinu Ulam in between the Ulam and Mizbeach, Shtayim ve'Esrim Amo, there was a space, there was a gap of 22 Amos. However, since, as we know, we've said many times before, the Beis HaMikdash is built on a hill, so there's a number of steps throughout the structure of the Beis HaMikdash in order to able one to, so to speak, walk up the hill. So here we have another set of steps, which demonstrate Malas HaYisham, there was 12 steps there. Rum Malachatzi Amo, the height of the step was half of an Amo, Vishilcha Amo. And then the straight space, meaning the width or the depth of the stair, meaning the flat part that you put your foot on as you're walking forward, that's also in Amma. And as we go up steps, we have Amma, Amma, the next two steps, that flat part was an Amma. But then the third of those steps, V'Rived Shalosh, that flat part of the step was 3 Ammas long. So it was a nice long wide step. And once again, we have Amma, Amma, V'Rived Shalosh, another 1 Amma step, a 1 Amma step, and then a 3 Amma step. And then Ral Yoyna, the upper section of the steps, Amma, Amma, V'Rived Arba, it was 2 steps of an Amma. And then that top step was 4 Ammas long, not 3. Now, Rabbi Yudamer, he says, Al Yoyna Amo Amo V'Rovid Chamesh, that the top one was 5 Amos, not 4. Continuing to describe, Mishnah Zayin tells us, Pischoy Shal Ulam, the entrance of the Ulam, Gavay Arbaim Amo, it was 40 Amos high, V'Rachbay Esrim Amo, and 20 Amos wide, that was the largest opening in the Beis HaMikdash, and V'Chamesh Matres Shal Melas Hayual Gabav, there was 5 beams of oak on top of it. To add to the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash, there was this design of 5 oak beams on top of the entrance of the Ulam. And you might have a handy diagram in your Mishnayos, which you can take a peek at, which will help a little bit in understanding the continuation of the Mishnah. And so here it describes all these beams. The bottom beam went beyond the entrance, an Amma here and Amma there. Since we just said the entrance of the Ulam was 20 Ammas wide, so that means that this beam was 22 Ammas long, because there's an extra Amma here, extra Amma there. The second beam that was above the first one, so that was an Amma longer than it on this side and that side. So that means that it was 24 Ammas. And then we keep on making the cheshbon, nimtzes al yonah shloshim amma, turns out that the uppermost beam, the fifth one, was 30 ammas long because it was 1 amma longer on each side than the one below it. Now, in between these 5 beams, v'nidbach shalavanim hayu bein kol achas v'achas, there was a row of stones in between one of them. And again, this was for beauty and design purposes. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches, continuing to discuss the structure and the beams that were used for support, and on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.